This was supposed to be my second release after Eve of Destruction. The Mamas and Papas were broke. They had no money. So Lou Adler said, why don't you do background vocals on Barry's album? That way they could make some money to live on till they did their own album. So California Dreamin' was my track for my next release. And Mamas and Papas were doing the background vocals. And when they heard the background vocals, they thought, this is exactly the sound that we want for our album. So John Phillips, who wrote the song, asked me, do you mind if we release this song for our first single release? And I said, no, John, you wrote the song. You go for it. So they released the song, became an international hit. And I didn't know it until about 10 years ago. My son was listening to his stereo player, and one track didn't work. And he said, Dad, come on, listen to this. And on the left track, they didn't quite scrub my vocal off. You can, if you play just the left track, you hear all the lizard, and then it's gone. And I realized for the first time, that they had used my track to cut their hit song to. So my trivia question is, what is the first karaoke hit song ever recorded? And it's California Dreamin', sung karaoke to Barry McGuire's track.